We're talking about the state technical college system here on The Morning Show. I'm Kate Archer-Kent. There are 16 technical colleges across the state that serve more than 300,000 students. And a new report from the system tracked the outcomes of the 2018 graduating class. One key takeaway: of the more than 16,000 graduates who responded to the survey, nearly all of them, 94%, reported they were employed within 6 months of graduation. Are you a student or teacher at one of our state's technical colleges? What questions do you have about the system? If you're a recent technical college grad, how did it go for you in finding a job? Join in at 800-642-1234. Morna Foy is president of the Wisconsin Technical College System. Morna, welcome back to the Ideas Network.
Good morning.
So you found from the thousands of 2018 grads you surveyed that many respondents are in the labor force. 79% said they were in a job related to their training. What was your takeaway there?
Just real joy, frankly. This is a study that we do every year. After 6 months after our graduates complete their studies, we also make every attempt to contact every one of those graduates. So a lot of our higher education institutions around the country might do sort of sample surveys. They reach out to the alumni that are in contact with them to see how things are doing. But we make an attempt to reach every one of our graduates and ask them how they're doing, what they thought of their education, where they're living, where they're applying their skills, if you will, and those results are consistently positive. So these numbers that you just reported are something that we've been seeing for well over the last decade.
So those trends have stayed pretty consistent.
Yes, they have. One thing that's changed and quite a bit, actually, in my time is the salaries. So that's a good thing because they've been going up and up.
What are some common reasons that students don't find jobs after graduation? What are those sticking points?
Well, there's not too many that don't. But for those who don't, I think it's sometimes that they've have a vision in their minds of the kind of work that they want to do. And, you know, we all start somewhere and hopefully end up somewhere else. But most of our students are in their late 20s or early 30s. The average age is of 27 now. So they've been in the workplace. They've moved around. And I think that that's probably the number one, is that they're just looking for that right, perfect opportunity.
When we think of the technical college system or the community college system, you know, you think that programs are able to be started pretty quickly, that you can adapt to a changing workforce and changing demands by employers, building a program from scratch and being pretty respondent to what are things happening in the economy. Is the system reviewing whether to expand or cut programs to better align with the workforce needs in the state?
Constantly. We actually review programs every year. We add and drop pretty much the same number, pretty close every year. So that could be 30 programs across the state. Yeah, it's something that is part of our history. It's part of our tradition. And it is really only possible because of the great relationships that we have with employers. So it's not just asking them what kind of talent that they're looking for, or trying to stay abreast of the trends as faculty or leadership at the college. We actually engage employers in the delivery and design of our programs. They serve on our governing boards. We have advisory committees for every one of our over 300 academic programs made up of employers. They meet at least once a year, sometimes more frequently, to say, hey, no one uses this kind of technology anymore in the industry. Or, you know, we've moved on. In the IT is a great example of the way that cybersecurity has now become a fundamental part of IT professionals' career. Even if you're not a security expert, you need to have some familiarity with the issues and the problems so you can do troubleshooting. We make those adjustments. So even when we don't drop a program in its entirety, we're constantly modifying our curriculum and how we deliver that.
We're talking about the 16 technical colleges across the state. Morna Foy is president of the Wisconsin Technical College System. You can join in, 800-642-1234. Are you a recent technical college grad? What was your job hunt like, and where were you able to find a good job quickly? Or has it been a challenge? Did your classwork help you prepare for a new career or help you develop new skills? You can call in or also email ideas at WPR.org. Morna, we had a researcher on our program recently who talked about the long-term demographic trends and the need to attract more workers from other states. Wondering, how often are tech students finding employment in Wisconsin after graduation? Do they leave our state?
Not typically. Again, I think it's a function of several things. One is it's a great state to live in and to raise a family in. But because most of our students are a little bit older, some of them have put down roots. The vast majority of our students not just work here in Wisconsin, but they work in the communities in which they went to college. And so I think the other thing that we've been doing a very good job of here in Wisconsin is building educational pathways. Because what the the new world of work requires that we all are continually upgrading our skills, making new network connections. And we've created an educational pathway, especially in the technical colleges now, that allows people to go in and out of the place of work, back to college, upgrade their skills. We are putting more emphasis on transfer to other institutions and making sure that credits are portable so that they're good for you throughout your career and you can build on them rather than having to start over from scratch.
Your outcomes report also mentioned, and you said, the median salary of 2018 grads increased. What do you see there about, as you look at these surveys from year to year, about salary increases? Where are they clustered? What are you seeing in the big salary jumps and the not-so-big ones?
Well, the good news is that we take a look at salaries over a five-year period, every 5 years. And what we've found in the last one is that over that five-year period, across the board, so regardless of whether you were in early childhood or in engineering, those are sort of on the two sides of our wage spectrum, those salaries increased 54%, which was far outpacing a rate of inflation. It tells us a couple things. One is that your technical college credential is going to help you build real wealth and not just sort of keep up with costs. But the other thing is that our students are finding promotional opportunities. They're finding new career opportunities using that credential that they earned. If they didn't, they wouldn't be able to see those kinds of wage increases. And that's been true whether, again, regardless of the discipline. Some of our highest paying fields are what you would expect, healthcare, nursing, some of our STEM programs and manufacturing programs.
Science, technology, yep. Engineering, math.
Yep. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And trades. I think the other area that's showing a lot of promise is logistics, transportation. Again, technology is really changing the way a lot of Wisconsin's fundamental or sort of core historic industries. Agriculture is another area where there's just an explosion in the use of technology and sophisticated equipment that requires not just people to know how to use it, but people that know how to fix it.
We're talking about the Wisconsin Technical College System and its new report breaking down what happens to grads after they get their diploma. We're looking at the system's budget. System President Morna Foy stays with us for this conversation. Your questions, your personal stories, they're welcome at 800-642-1234. Are you a technical college student who has struggled to repay federal loans? What is your situation like? Could your college have done more to help you manage the costs of your education? Join in. You can also email ideas at WPR.org. We'll get back to this discussion in just a minute here on the Ideas Network. Stay with us. We have the president of the Wisconsin Technical College System. Morna Foy is with us here in the morning show. I'm Kate Archer-Kent. We're looking at technical college costs, state funding, and a report that tracked graduates of the 2018 class to find out how soon they found employment and what that work looked like. Our state's technical college system has a six-year graduation rate of 48%, and that's about twice the national average for public two-year colleges. What do you think about this year's state budget and funding for higher ed? Should the state set aside more money for the state's technical colleges or perhaps allocate less? What do you want lawmakers to do about student financial aid? We're at 800-642-1234. You can tweet us at WPR Mornings. And System President Morna Foy stays with us. Morna, college affordability, huge, huge issue. 2019, more than 44 million Americans collectively owe $1.5 trillion in student loans. How has the technical college system been addressing affordability?
On a lot of different fronts. One thing is important to note is that technical college students, for the most part, are all working and going to school part-time. So there are very few students in the two-year college system that are full-time students and do nothing else and are completely dependent then on outside support for to go to school. So a lot of our students require supports that wouldn't come to them through traditional financial aid programs. So we've paid a lot of attention to that. And in fact, we have led the nation in a groundbreaking public-private partnership with Ascendium, or formerly known as Great Lakes, to provide emergency grants to students, which can often make the difference between whether they continue or not. Car breaks down. I can't afford to get it replaced. Now I can't get to school. I can't get my kid to daycare before I go to school. And then I can't get back to work after my class. So I just cut out the class part.
So emergency grants, are those grants that you pay back or grants that you do not?
Grants are money that you get because you need them. And they're something that Great Lakes started a few years back, showed some great results in terms of retention and completion for recipients. And so we brought that forward to the legislature and the governor, and we now have a true partnership where state puts in some of the money, Great Lakes puts in some of the money, and we've been able to continue that program. We also have college-based promise programs, which you may have heard of. The Obama administration had suggested as a national way to finance higher education. Our promise programs in the tech college system are completely privately funded. So we fundraise with local community leaders, businesses. We now have them fully functioning at 8 or 10 of the colleges. And these are essentially a promise from the college that if you can complete your studies with a reasonable grade point, so make progress, finances will not be a reason why you have to leave school. So they make up the difference in any assistance that you may need. We also are driving a big initiative in the system to do something about textbooks, because from students' point of view, that's been something that's been on their priority list for 20 years that I've been in with the system. Textbooks can be very, very expensive part of going to school, and there is now a lot of great new opportunities to make those more accessible and potentially free by using the internet, your phone, and new copyright laws in particular that allow for resources to be put together and compiled and then shared out in new formats. So we're doing a lot of work in that area, and I hope to see more and more of our programs relying on OERs for the future.
You are open access, open to everyone, open door. Does that make it more challenging, perhaps, to be able to align with what every student wants to do when they walk in the door? They have expectations, and it costs.
It costs. And honestly, college students today, regardless of where they're going, are better consumers of that service than maybe I was. For certainly, I was. you know, they're paying hard-earned money to attend, and they have certain expectations about what they're going to get out of that service. So it used to be in the old days there was a lot of focus on making sure that access and recruitment was a big part of what colleges did. Now we're focused on retention and completion, so what we call student success. And that means providing all those supports and being flexible as providers so that students can work and go to school. They can raise a family and go to school. And it does cost money, which is one of the reasons why we are so pleased with the recent actions taken by the governor and Joint Finance regarding our upcoming biennial budget.
And we're going to get to the budget here in just a moment. But before we do that, in terms of the cost, what about default rates? Some of the systems colleges have reported among Wisconsin's highest rates for students defaulting on their federal loans, which can hurt your credit score, your financial prospects for years. Mm-hmm. What is the system doing to address default rates?
Well, individual institutions are working with individual students regarding default rates. But again, most of our students work while they are attending, so their eligibility for financial aid isn't quite the same as a full-time dependent student who can rack up very large sums of money. Technical college students, as a general rule, do not have the same debt levels upon mm-hmm. graduation. So we have been a little fortunate in that regard, but I think the main issue is to help students get themselves on a plan and work with our loan guarantors so that they feel like their payments on their loans, if they've taken them, are manageable within their income. The other thing is to try to get to them prior to taking out those loans. So that's why we have the Promise Program. Again, those are grants. Why we have emergency grants, why we really try to connect students with work and learn opportunities, whether that's an internship or an apprenticeship or just a job that they can manage with their schoolwork. Because what we find is that a lot of our students, rather than taking out formal student loans, they might just rely on their credit card. And that is also not good. And you're going to pay even higher rates on. So we're trying to get at the issue prior to it becoming a problem.
Talking with Morna Foy, president of the Wisconsin Technical College System. Still time for you with your questions, 800-642-1234. Morna, the Budget Committee voted to increase state funding for technical colleges by $25 million over the next couple years. Not as much as the governor wanted, but still an increase. If the increase is ultimately signed into law, how would you use that additional funding?
That's the beauty of the technical college system is we have 16 institutions that are operating in 16 unique economies and areas of the state. But they would focus on some general themes. They may not do the exact same programming with these dollars. Apprenticeship and expanding those opportunities is a big area of interest for both employers and students, especially when you look at some of the salaries that apprentices are generating. We're going to be doing more work in dual enrollment for high school students. So this is where a high school student actually earns college credits before they leave high school. And that's something that's been growing just like crazy, actually, in the system for the last few years. But there's still rural communities and some of our smaller school districts that don't have the same access. We're going to be focusing on populations that in the past may have been left behind, I guess, when you talk about higher educational opportunities, harder to serve populations, more expensive to serve folks who are leaving incarceration, older students, students of color that we just we need to create more ability for them to take advantage of the great programs in technical colleges.
We had UW System President Ray Cross on our program last week to discuss challenges of declining enrollment. The technical college system has also seen falling enrollment for the past decade. How was it adjusted in response to that trend?
Again, it's a matter of trying to be flexible and adjust your programming so that you are hitting those right topic areas. But I'm actually happy to report that the enrollment trends are not actually declining anymore. We sort of flattened out last year. Our student headcount or the number of students attending our campus actually went up 2.5% last year. So that's a good sign. And I think it's reflective of the fact that we have become more flexible institutions. So whenever the economy is going badly, we tend to see increased enrollments.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what happened in the late 2000s. We had some just huge enrollment increases. So we've come down from that a little bit as the economy has improved. But we've also done things to make it more possible for people to really pursue lifelong learning in a real way, not just, oh, wouldn't that be nice, but, you know, offering classes at times that work for them, being more flexible in how we deliver it, breaking up our programs into smaller chunks. Mm-hmm. And so it's more possible. And I think there's just a greater understanding among all of us that learning can't stop if we want to have successful careers. And so we feel pretty good about our current enrollment trends, actually.
Morna, thank you for joining us.
My pleasure.
Morna Foy is president of the Wisconsin Technical College System, and we've been talking about the state's 16 technical colleges and a new report on student outcomes from the 2018 graduating class. Coming up, we have the next installment in the WPR series called High Tolerance, and we focus in on Wisconsin's complicated relationship with alcohol. And then we talk about the opioid crisis and the overdose drug naloxone that has some Wisconsin agencies scrambling to cover the cost of replacing expired doses. Stay with us. News Update is next on the Ideas Network.